In 1 Timothy 5 and in verse 5, the Apostle Paul writes, "Now she who is a widow indeed, and who has been left alone, has fixed her hope on God, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day." I want to be a widow indeed. Okay, that probably sounds strange, so let me clarify. First, I recognize that I'm a man, and so that would make me a widower, not a widow. And secondly, I do not want my wife to die or my children to abandon me. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. What I mean is I want the character of the widow indeed. The widow indeed, Paul says, is the one who knows that their only hope is in God. And furthermore, according to Paul, the widow indeed spends night and day in supplications and prayers. I want to be more of that kind of person. I want to be so reliant upon God that He is my first and my last option for everything. I say that because all too often, I'm guilty of placing my hope in my strength and my work and my plans. And then I kind of use prayer more like a rubber stamp to get God's religious seal of approval on all of my hopes and my dreams. In fact, I've even come to realize that I can be a very good church-going Christian who reads my Bible a lot and even teaches the Bible to others, and yet still, I can still lead a relatively godless existence. And no, I don't mean pursuing immorality and sin in that kind of godless sense. I mean leading an existence where my reliance on God is really more like a backup plan, and prayers are not treated as being necessary to my daily living. I guess what I'm saying in all of this is that I don't want to wait until I'm in the widow indeed circumstances to have the widow indeed's spirit. My only hope is in God, whether I'm a widow or whether I'm not a widow. And so today, I'm going to be determined that I'm going to pray and live like it. How about you?